The customer is coming with the best of the world experiences they've had, and they're saying, why can't you do that? And therefore subject you to a totally different set of competitors than what you, as a product-centric company, consider yourself to be in.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Welcome to Power to the Small Business, episode number 86. You just heard Liora Aruzzi. He's the president of the Strativity Group and author of Exceptionalize It, a customer experience manifesto that's available on Amazon to download to your Kindle. And that is the topic for this episode, the customer experience. Now, before we get started, some house cleaning. The official website for the podcast is powertothesmallbusiness.com. And I invite you to go to the website, not just for the show notes and free tools you can download, which I will tell you about later, but I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast by email if you're not listening in iTunes. Last month, Google Reader said, hey, we're going to shut the doors come July 1st. So a lot of people are losing their feeds. And I know some of you subscribe to this podcast in Google Reader or some other feed reader. Well, I want to invite you to subscribe by email. And you can do that by going to powertothesmallbusiness.com. We publish a new episode no more than every 2 weeks, so we will not flood your email box. Also, my company website is themarketingspot.com, where I serve as Dean of Marketing Know-How, and it's where you can subscribe to my marketing blog and also to my newsletter, which has more offers and free marketing advice, plus information about my company. Now, about the customer experience, I think it's the toughest thing for entrepreneurs to grasp and to give it its true place at the marketing table. And most businesses, it's been my experience, they simply just don't execute it the right way. Now, as you just heard Liora Aruzzi say, your quality product and your good service is not enough. You must look at your customer's experience not as an intersection between you and your customer where a transaction takes place, but instead as a true experience and an opportunity. The customer experience is of paramount importance to customer loyalty, to word of mouth, and how much your customer is willing to pay for your product. So with that as our foundation, let's jump into the conversation with Liora Aruzzi. Stay tuned at the end of the podcast. I'll tell you about a free customer experience tool you can download and use for your business.
Okay, we're joined by Liora Aruzzi, who is president of the Strativity Group, based in Hackensack, New Jersey, but offices all around the world. Liora, hey, welcome to the big show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you. So infrequently, we get to talk about the customer experience, so we're happy to do that with you. Let's just start off with the broad view of the customer experience. In marketing, I think the biggest trouble is getting businesses to accept the importance of the customer experience. Why do you think it's so difficult for businesses to grasp the importance of the customer experience?
Customer experience is presenting a foundational challenge to marketers and businesses around the world. Think about this as an analogy between an orange and a plant. For many years, the customer was related to as an orange. And the idea was, how can we squeeze more out of the customer? We determine what we want to do, and the customer is just the recipient of our products or services. And we will deploy a variety of customer relationship management tools to squeeze more out of the orange. Customer experience management is presenting the customer in a different light. They are a plant. They need to be nurtured. They need to receive value. You need to treat them in a different way. As opposed to doing things to the customer, you need to do things for the customer and with the customer. And that presents not only a philosophical change, but also a set of operational changes that needs to take place. So many people, just like the rubber band effect, prefer to just go back to old ways until they're absolutely be forced to change their ways. They don't necessarily like to change unless they absolutely need it.
That's an excellent analogy. The whole thing about naming it the customer experience, it's an experience, right? But how do we get businesses to change their thinking a little bit from saying it's more than just an exchange of goods for money? It's not a transaction. It's an experience. How do we get businesses to start thinking like that?
So I usually use a personal life analogy, and that is, look at any relationship out there. If they're just consistent, they eventually evolve into boring. And when people are bored, they're looking for excitement elsewhere. And when they look at excitement elsewhere, they talk to your competition. On a personal relationship, your competition might be another woman or another man. In the commercial world, it's others. But the best way that I explain to clients is look at it in the context of your cost of acquiring new and retaining new customers, and look at the trend. And if you are spending more and more on cost of acquiring customers, cost of leads, cost of getting attention from customers, which means your product or service is not naturally appealing to customers, and that's why you need to spend more money in trying to convince them to buy it. And therefore, your product is falling in the category of commoditized and boring, and the experience overall is basically the reflection of how the customers view you. And they're just viewing you as okay, as uneventful. Uneventful is not a place to be. That's not a differentiation. Uneventful means you didn't harass me, but that's not something that you can say, hey, I love you. Totally different type of emotions, and therefore totally different price points that you can charge.
I just finished reading your manifesto book, Exceptionalize It, which is excellent, and I recommend downloading it on the Kindle. And one of the things you talk about there is customer loyalty. And I've always preached that the customer experience is your direct connection to customer loyalty. And you say something in Exceptionalize It. You say customer loyalty is reciprocal. Customer loyalty is really a reflection of your customer experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. Customer loyalty is the way that customers are paying back to you in terms of appreciating what you have done for them. We need to remember that when customers pay you back, they pay you back in either repeat business, promotion to others, premium price that they're willing to pay for your product, staying longer with you. Each and every one of them are hard cash impact on your top line and bottom line. And that is their way of saying, I see the value. And when they don't, when they drive you to discounting, when they keep on using the competition while using you, they're basically showing you, hey, I'm not loyal to you because I don't see the reason to consolidate my business with you. You're not that great.
Right. We can buy products and services anywhere, but we can't get that experience that we're looking for anywhere.
The solution you gave me is not experiential enough to solve my real problems, and therefore I keep on shopping elsewhere.
So your whole book, Exceptionalize It. It talks about creating this exceptional customer experience. Now, I know a lot of businesses believe they give a pretty good experience, but if you poll their customers, the customers would not believe they are getting what the business thinks they're delivering. Why is there a disconnect between the customer and the business?
So first, let me provide you with an interesting statistic that can probably help substantiate it for people. We've been polling customers and employees on a regular basis for a couple of years, and we have about 5 years data, about 50,000 participants worldwide. And we both asked the employees who created the experience and the customers who received them to basically rank the same experience, how they view it. On the questions, I often exceed my customer expectations. 76% of the employees claim that they are, with a level of confidence of 8, 9, or 10 out of 10. Only 27% of their customers who received that experience agreed with the same statement. On the question of I use common sense and discretion when I deal with my customers, 87% of the employees agreed with the same statement. Only 36% of their customers agreed with the same statement. So we're talking about serious gaps. So what are the root causes, as you ask? First and foremost, companies define their value proposition in a very narrow perspective, which is not sufficient to solve the customer problem. So I might be providing a certain product, but I don't understand how you use it, and I'm not providing you with additional services to maximize the utilization of it. Take one example. We all use Microsoft Word. How many fonts do you have on Microsoft Word? Who knows? Maybe 100. The second thing is the emotional side, the way you come across, the way you connect with the customers. When many companies are coming from a product centricity, they do not care to connect emotionally. They're not even trying. And the customer is saying, treating me as a wallet share. You're treating me as a rational entity as opposed to as an emotional entity. And we all know the cliche of, oh, it's business, it's not personal. But it is personal to customers. And that's another trend. And the last thing, which is the premise of the book, Exceptionalize It, is every company already fixed their processes. So if you're coming in saying, hey, we have optimized processes and we treat you smoothly and seamlessly, that's no longer enough. We live in a world of it's an exceptional or it's a bust. Customers are not really being impressed anymore by having seamless processes because everybody else is doing it already.
And you make this point in Exceptionalize It, is that we often focus on the competition and are we doing better than the competition? But the customer doesn't judge us just against the competition. They judge us against every other business that they are doing business with. I mean, there are some great experiences out there and we're being judged against those, not just against the business down the street.
It's absolutely the case. And I call it, who is spoiling your customer? It doesn't compares you to your competition and gives you a permission to be mediocre because your competition is awful. The customer is coming with the best of the world experiences they've had, and they're saying, why can't you do that? And therefore subject you to a totally different set of competitors than what you, as a product-centric company, consider yourself to be in.
We're speaking with Lior Aruzzi of the Strativity Group. And Lior, in your book, Exceptionalize It, it's all about creating this exceptional customer experience. So let's get to it. What is an exceptional customer experience? But let's not talk about the functional side so much, because everybody talks about how to functionally create an exceptional customer experience. But where it really happens is the emotional side. So emotionally, how do we create an exceptional customer experience?
On the emotional side are elements such as, what can you do for me? How do you recognize me as a human being? How do you make recommendations that are not just supporting your business goals, but also mine, such as, if it's not a good idea for me or if it's an overkill for me, don't try to sell it to me. Remember my name. Remember my birthday. Remember the anniversary of our relationship. Show me that you care for me on an individual basis, all the way to the old-fashioned thank you note at the end of the business.
You know, we call it a customer relationship, but then we forget that relationships have an emotional interaction too. And you've gone back to that emotional connection a couple of times now. And we've got to find a way to make this emotional connection. We're not talking about love, but there has to be some sort of exchange of emotion between the business and the customer.
I mean, think about it this way, Jay. Every brand is attempting to create an emotional connection with a customer. Any branding effort is attempting to create an emotional connection. All we are saying at customer experience is, fulfill it. Make sure that Susie from accounting and John from the call center and Heather from the operation knows how to deliver it. All that customer experience is doing is saying, whatever that emotional connection you're trying to promise the customer through your advertising, TV commercials, brochures, is actually coming to life. Because otherwise, it's a breach of trust. You made a promise and you can't fulfill it. And that is the challenge for every marketeer today. You cannot launch another brand campaign or an advertising campaign with a promise of caring for customers without having an army of employees behind you ready to fulfill.
Boy, that is so true. The disconnect oftentimes between marketing and the actual experience is pretty great. Before we finish here, I just want to talk briefly about the customer, because you make some points about the customer and that the customer is not always king. Not every customer is king, I should say. You talk about choosing your customers, and this always makes me bristle a little bit when I ask a business what their customer is and they say, well, everybody's my customer. Well, that's a lack of focus right there. What do you think about choosing customers and who is the right customer for a business?
That should help any company that claim that every customer is their customer. The only one that can claim it is God, who's providing us with air. Because if you start a relationship with obnoxious customers, customers who don't have the budgets, customers who are too time-consuming from a maintenance standpoint, therefore they will not be profitable on their own, you are setting yourself for failure, because those customers are going to grab resources away from the profitable customers who paid for the service and experience that they deserve, and they're going to take it to their side. And not every customer is a good customer. Not every customer is willing to pay your price. Not every customer is ready to be reasonable. And I'm a big believer in win-win. Win-win for me is take your worst customers and your competition. Then you win twice. Allocate resources to the good customers.
That's a good way to finish up our conversation. I will post a link in the show notes to Lior's company, the Strativity Group, at strativity.com. And Lior, when they get there, what will they find?
Information in our Knowledge Center. You can download white papers and articles and so on and so forth. And we'll be happy to be of assistance in any way we can to help you exceptionalize it with your customers.
Excellent. Lior, we appreciate your time and your knowledge here on Power to the Small Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you want to get miles ahead of your competition, it's not about having better service or lower prices. The most direct way to a competitive advantage is to design and implement an experience that emotionally engages the customer and gives them something to remember. Quality and price are on the commodity side of the equation. The experience is on the loyalty side. You'll also find an improvement in your customer's experience not only brings greater loyalty, it will also create more conversation and word of mouth about your business. So if you want to get working on this, here are a couple of resources. First, check out Lior Aruzzi's website, strativity.com. There is a list of articles and resources from the Strativity Group. Also, to help you out, I've created a tool that's called the Customer Experience Map. It's a free tool along with a tutorial that you can download and use for your business. I also have a free recorded customer experience webinar you can watch. Now, I'll post complete links in the show notes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Just look for episode number 86 on the customer experience with Lior Aruzzi. And thanks to Lior Aruzzi, he's president of the Strativity Group at strativity.com. And if you have questions, comments, suggestions, hey, email me, jay@themarketingspot.com. And I'll leave you with this quote from Zig Ziglar. The truth is, fear and immorality are the two greatest inhibitors of performance. Think about it, and then let's meet up next time on Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arendt, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspot.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Marilyn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Marilyn at The Big Success Podcast, biggsuccess.com.